The sight that greeted Isabel on the other side of the door was nothing short of overwhelmingly strange. Looking up and around, she saw a bustling forest towering over her, golden brown leaves gently swaying in the breeze. The grass beneath her was barely visible amongst the yellow and orange leaves already cluttering the ground. The vast space of worn trees went on for miles. Turning around to face the door, she looked back at the dimly lit estate she had left behind. She quickly checked behind the bright red doorframe and found the same result as before. No building, just a door. Isabel felt her pulse begin to slow down and the shaking of her hands gradually cease. Before she could take another step into this place she had found herself in, the door suddenly slammed shut behind her and she cried out. Realising what had happened, she immediately retreated back to the door and pulled on the doorknob. It wouldn't open. Her breath caught, and she tried again, harder. Still, it wouldn't budge. She yanked for a few moments and banged on the door, but it just would not open. Where is that noise coming from? I swear to God, if Mum's taken another... A voice in the distance caught Isabel off guard and made her completely freeze up. Crunchy footsteps got closer to her position and suddenly stopped. What the fuck? The voice spoke again, and Isabel heard it much more clearly. It could have almost been her own. She slowly turned around and saw a girl standing a few feet away from her with the exact same expression Isabel had on her face. They observed each other silently, unable to bring themselves to move a single inch. The girl looked to be around the same age as Isabel, if not slightly younger. There was a familiarity to her that Isabel couldn't quite pin down. Her frame was masked by a sweater that was very clearly twice the size of her, flowing all the way down to her knees. A pair of black, well-worn combat boots were on her feet, and she clutched her hands together, fiddling with them anxiously. In the deep, muddy brown of her eyes, Isabel saw the same fear and confusion that gripped her now. With a shaggy brown mop to match, and freckles across her face like a shining constellation, the girl tilted her head while both were locked in a deep, tense silence.
Who are you?
The girl asked, her voice trembling. As Isabel watched her, the colour washed from the girl's already pale skin.
Who am I? Who are you? What am I doing here? Did you do this?
Isabel finally found her voice and gestured to the door behind her, which was slowly beginning to lose its bright red colour.
No! That wasn't me! I thought that was you!
The girl spluttered, jumping back.
But you're not supposed to be here! I don't even know who you are! I don't remember creating you!
She buried her head into her hands.
Created me? What the hell are you on about? Where exactly am I and how do I get out of here?
Isabel asked, watching as the girl gently fell to the floor, clutching her body. It didn't take a moment for Isabel to realise she was having a panic attack.
What's your name?
Isabel blurted out, keeping her distance from the girl, who was now curled up down on the floor, shaking like the leaves falling from the trees above. The leaves were decaying faster, a change of feeling rippling through the scenery. Some of the trees in the distance vanished into complete darkness as the shadows grew.
Listen, I just want to know your name and where I am. I can help you.
Isabel's hands began to sweat profusely as the darkness in the distance stretched closer and closer. Unable to tear her eyes away from the oncoming dark, Isabel was ready for whatever fate would befall her.
Tapping persistently breaks the stone.
Isabel's ears pricked up as she heard the faint utterance of the girl in front of her. Opening her eyes, she saw the surrounding environment completely shrouded in darkness, leaving only her and the girl.
Tapping persistently breaks the stone.
The girl uttered the phrase over and over. With each new saying of the phrase, the darkness began to fade, and the girl was able to stand back up on her feet. The girls had returned to their original scene, now back to silently observing each other.
Sorry, I panicked.
The girl muttered, ruffling her hair.
No, it's all right. I just want to know where I am, that's all. And how I can get home.
Isabel responded, keeping her distance.
No, of course. I'm so sorry. Although, I don't know if I can give you a concrete answer.